Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to talk to our boy Blue like we do here on Fridays during football season. Larry Bluestein joining us right now. Blue, I got to start with a hard-hitting question. Are you a Hallmark card buyer for that special person in your life, for birthdays and whatever it is? Do you buy the card still, or are you giving up on it?
Yeah, I give up on it.
Blue, me too, seven. Blue. Don't feel bad. I said the same thing.
$7 a card? Gosh. If I give my wife four or five cards, she'd go, why didn't you buy me a gift for $30?
Did that stop recently? Were you ever a guy that bought Hallmark cards? Okay.
After you've been married for 40 years, those things stopped a long time ago.
See, Blue, I am so – thank you, Blue, because people won't think that you're a pig and a bad guy like they do when I say it. I don't do it. So thank you. That was good. Hey, Blue. We got really interesting. First of all, with these playoff championship games coming up, how about all the guys from South Florida playing, including the Buffalo Bills, who have just gotten so many players on their roster from here? And one of my favorites that nobody ever talks about, it always blows people away, from Western High School, John Feliciano. How about that one? Starting guard. And by the way, a really good player. Really good player. Got drafted with the Raiders in there, but John Brown from Homestead, McKenzie, Singletary, Jaquan Johnson went to Killian High School, Rashad Fenton, who's been really good for the Kansas City Chiefs at cornerback, and then
way under the radar guy. You know, last year I had to tell people, I said, you know, that guy went to Carroll City. And they go, oh, I didn't know that. You see, and Rashad kind of was always a great athlete. He kind of just like snuck in the back door, went to South Carolina, and before you know it, he's starting in the Super Bowl. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Hey, Blue, I know Jason does this. Jason Taylor will see a guy, and he goes, you'll see him. You'll see him in the pros in 3 or 4 years. He always, we talk about how good a guy is just to, when you look at some of these guys, and you've been through this, because you never know. I mean, my God. And these aren't all the big schools. Like, you know, you start talking about Western and Homestead High School with John Brown, who went to a smaller school. And there's been a lot of guys that, you know, had to go through. Antonio Brown's another one. Like, he didn't go to a big school and is now, you know, getting ready to play in his championship game if his knee's okay. And Jason Pierre-Paul's still in his early 30s playing at high levels as a pass rusher. Give me the one guy that you've seen play in high school, or a couple that you said from Dater Broward, that guy's going to be putting on an NFL uniform in 3 years.
Yeah, well, Frank Gore, obviously.
Frank's one of the best I've ever seen. Yeah, that was
yeah,
ridiculous.
when you see him run. And I mean, there was a few guys that, you know, like a Bobby Washington who went to Killian. You thought, wow, he's a no-brainer. But, you know, things, you know, just shows you. And for all the kids listening, you know, when you look at a kid who's 6'1", 215 pounds, and running in the 4.4s, and no one can tackle him, and he can catch, and he can block, you figure, well, you could put him down as one of those guys. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. I mean, you look at a lot of those kids that you mentioned, just because of the speed factor on a lot of those guys. Jaquan Johnson, you kind of knew about Jaquan Johnson because they've been saying he was small ever since he was in high school, and then he got to University of Miami and he was small. Now in the NFL he's small, but he seems to play in
great
all the
instincts.
Games. He seems to make
so good,
and he makes all the plays. You see, that's another thing too. You get a guy that will make the team because of what they do, maybe on special teams or other facets of the game. And all of a sudden you go, wow, that guy's in the NFL. I mean, and that's what happens. And you know, Joe, you know, as a player, you're going to do anything possible to make that squad. It doesn't matter what. Hey, coach, you want me to hold those footballs for you while you walk down the sideline? Something, you know, just something to get your foot in the door. And there were a ton of kids, you know, back in the day that you look at. I mean, even recently, like with the Ridleys and guys like that, you knew that once the Mullins and, you know, the Mullen family, now you have the Trayvon and you have all of them.
Oh, God, what a family.
At Indiana.
It's a great gene pool there.
Yeah, brothers at Indiana. Now you have the youngest one who's still at Coconut Creek that a lot of people are saying, wow, he may be the best of the lot. So you have that too. You have a lot of these families that have, you know, a lot of ties with the kids, you know, from way back. And then all of a sudden they hang around a lot of these kids who work out, and then they get faster, they get bigger, they get more knowledgeable. And before you know it, they're in the show.
See, I was just thinking of three and outs, the quick ones. Like when I saw Andre Johnson playing, I know he went to Miami High.
Right.
It wasn't a powerhouse. I said, he's freakish, the big, and he's going to be – he's a three and gone. Sean Taylor at Gulliver High School was playing. Now I go, he's either really good or he's just playing against, you know, different kind
kids,
of competition.
Yeah.
But he was freakish right off the bat and ended up being a –
I want to ask you both this because I know you both frequent that school and have seen plenty of that high school football playing. St. Thomas, you didn't think either one of the Bosa brothers – while they were playing, kind of fit for, you know what I mean? I know it's the obvious choice now.
Yeah.
Both guys are like all pro, you know, pass rushers. But while they were in high school, did you both think by watching them that those two guys are going to make the next level?
Did you, Bloop?
Yeah. Because they actually were a hell of a lot better in high school. I mean, in college, and they, in some cases.
In high school?
I mean, I shouldn't say that. People are going to go, you're a dumbass, because, like, Nick was good since he started as a freshman.
Right.
So. They were really good.
About Nick, and I've always said this, I thought Nick as a junior could have been playing at Ohio State, just like when I thought he was a sophomore or junior at Ohio State could have been playing in the NFL. So those are telltale signs that those kids, you know, more than belong. Yeah, you could tell. I mean, think about this. The gene, you talk about a gene pool from dad to mom to brother-in-law, you know, to uncle.
That's the best.
That Kumaro Bosa family. I mean, I'm telling you right there, they could be selling the jeans right there on the open market. I mean, come on. I mean,
not to get John upset, but it's a good thing they got their Uncle Kumaro's jeans. That'll get him going this morning.
Blue, they hate Joe's guts. They hate Joe's guts.
Well, I'm just thinking of the obvious, right? I just
think that some of the obvious guys from down here that you know now or you saw them play in the pros and they were so good. And I'm just trying to think back to those guys also,
like Autry Denson, maybe.
Well, yeah, listen,
like
I'm in high school, right? And then he's the all-time leading rusher at Notre Dame. How can I not think that guy's going to be a pro? And it just never worked
out.
There
you go.
I mean,
Tyrus McCloud, all those guys played in the NFL. Look at me feeding Zach with his Notre Dame.
I love it.
I love those guys, too, and had
often.
A chance to be around those guys. But let's not get carried away in this big conversation we have here about where all these guys were talking about. But, no, listen, it just adds to making it a lot more fun as we get ready for these AFC and NFC championship games. Hey, Blue, I wanted to ask you, and I'm not surprised by it, the illegal recruiting. Some teams have been getting slapped. Tennessee, not only slapped, everybody got fired. Notre Dame, Florida. This is what happens when you put in the
COVID-19
and they're going, we got to get them. We got to break some rules here to try to stay in the game. I'm actually surprised we haven't seen more teams getting slapped a little bit with these little mini – I call them mini fines because it doesn't really affect anything, this little baby probation.
Yeah, it's early. Believe me. I mean, I'm thinking you're going to get a lot of these undercover things. But you know what? You're only finding them out about them. They go on all every year. There's all this stuff because – and it's not just because of the school. They have a lot of boosters and a lot of people associated with the program that all of a sudden feel entitled to be, you know, the spokesman and say, hey, listen, if you come here, I'll give you a McDonald's bag full of
cash.
You know, I mean, it's – but it happens everywhere. I mean, everybody wants to be involved. Everybody wants, hey, this is my team. Look, Ole Miss has it. You know, Ole Miss has a huge, you know, group of boosters. And, you know, some things you can't control. I mean, as a college, you know, as somebody in a college, you try your hardest to try to govern things, but you can't. You know, you can't handle
Blue, you're not giving
you
Blue, you're not giving those head coaches a break on this. Come on.
No, not at all. But
these
I mean,
head coaches
know, I mean,
know exactly what these alumni are doing. I've been through this with somebody else, and if they find out, like, the last thing they're going to do is give a kid that the school doesn't want till the head coach says, hey, man, if you can help us out down there, but I can't be affiliated with this.
Yeah.
You know.
No, you're right. I mean, but it goes
better
on,
known as SEC recruiting, yeah. I just wanted to get into that. Hey, Blue.
Keeping up with the Joneses, what happened?
Hey, Blue, I want to ask you about the All-Star game. Georgia came down here, gets 26-10 win. How'd our guys look?
Awesome. I mean, it was 10-10 with a minute and 30 left in the game. They threw two pick sixes at the end of the game, and it was, 26-10. But it was a great event, going to be a marquee thing again. I think all the kids – for next year are already excited to play in it, and they're going to move it up to Orlando, which is better. I mean, it was nice down here, you know, to be around it, but you get it more centrally located on a weekend like the MLK weekend like that. People get to travel, and I thought it was well done.
Right.
A lot of talent on both sides. Yeah, I'm excited about the future of that game, and we got a lot of the kids who got an opportunity during the COVID times to get some additional snaps and some film against some quality football town. So excited. And for the UM guys, Khalil Brantley played, looked really, really good. As I told Hollywood, they had three USF kids that were committed in the game. FIU had three committed. So it was good. Great. It was well done.
It's good for everybody. It really is. And Blue, this stuff doesn't happen without AutoNation and the great work that they've done. Just staying with us. We always appreciate it. And what they've done to make high school football here a lot more enjoyable. High school sports in general, what they've done.
Yeah, no doubt. Mark Cannon, Mike Jackson, the gang at AutoNation, been right behind us every step of the way. And I'll tell you, Joe, what other CEO and CEO of a company will text you after a show or text you after an event like that and tell you, you know what, this is awesome, we're behind you 100%. That's AutoNation. And right now, if you're going to buy a car, this is the time to do it. You get New Year's savings. And if you want to sell your car, AutoNation is ready to buy it for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for the vehicle, whether it's online or in the store. And you get to get a check right away and you can deposit it. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are there, ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and much more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, this is the most important part of the entire experience. They sanitize every vehicle service. That's the best news possible. To schedule that service, appraise your car, or take advantage of the New Year savings, visit AutoNation.com, and I'm glad that you did.
Blue, thank you, buddy. You take care of yourself.
Blue.
Enjoy the games, man. Take care.
Get I will.
Get that wife of yours, that special wife that puts up with you a card, man. You take care.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Blue.
Larry Bluestein joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right. Old guys don't give cards. All right, we'll be right back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.